Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, Mutt at Night on WEEI.
Final hour, Mutt at Night. We're way late to start the hour. Bad job, I mean. I don't know, you know what? Nick LaPan, I'll blame you. You let me go way too long last hour. Ben Charles would not have stood for that, Rob, oh, right?
People
when
were,
Ben
when
is here,
Rob
he's...
goes, he just goes.
Yeah. People were clamoring.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know.
People were clamoring. They said, don't go to break. Keep talking. So we did. We're men of the people.
Well, we'll be better this hour. We'll be on the clock between now and 10 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, that's going to make all the difference. Being on the clock makes all the difference, Mike.
Who's on late night tonight? Do we know?
Cattles.
All right, Nick Cattles coming up at 10 o'clock. Your phone calls
Which
until then.
Which seat is he sitting in?
617-779-7937, the phone number. Always on Twitter, MuttWEEI. I don't have a good theory as to why the Patriots have eight players opting out and then the rest of the league. So the Cowboys have three and then a bunch of teams have one, two, or zero. After that, why do the Patriots have eight? Because I don't have a great reason.
All I got for
it.
You is that they said, hey, if you're going to opt out now, let us know. And so they did. I don't know. I mean,
Belichick had a real heart to heart and said, guys, I'm not going to take it personally. Your spot is safe on this team, but I need to know sooner rather than later.
Yeah, well, I mean, are they going to use any of the money? You tell me.
No, I don't think so. Maybe they redo their own guys, but I don't think there's any big free agents out there.
Well, maybe they
Maybe they like
the idea. They said, "Hey, maybe we can turn over some contracts with some of this excess money." I don't know.
Well,
maybe
I just
that
think
was some of the impetus.
It's easier for Belichick just to plan out the season if he knows this week as players get there and they start to go through the process. Who's going to be there? And who's not going to be there? I get that part of it. So that part of your theory, that's one of my theory. That's the main theory for me is that Belichick. Not put their feet to the fire, but was very open and said, I just need an early answer from you guys.
And Matt Lacoste was very, very late. Now he's dead to him.
Well, Matt Lacoste and Marquise Lee.
How would you power rank him?
Who?
Power rank the guys who opted out.
There's only two that really matter, in Patrick Chung and Dante Hightower. I think Hightower is one.
False.
Marcus Cannon?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would put Cannon over Chung.
Chung
was not good last year.
But he's still their last line of defense. And him playing means the rookie
right tackle isn't,
to play
isn't
that
more
much.
Important
than... Not with a mobile quarterback like Cam Newton or Jared Stidham. Not as important with Tom Brady not back
mobile
there.
Mobile quarterback.
I would say that.
Not when you're running right into the defender, just blue bass your right tackle.
Okay, well, it's Hightower, and then in some order after that, Chung Cannon Chung.
Danny Vitale.
That's close. Come on, Danny Vitale.
What are you talking about? They didn't have a fullback last year.
You didn't know who Danny Vitale was before they signed him. So stop with the importance of Danny Vitale.
Fullback.
Yes, they have Jacob Johnson, who'll be fine back there.
He couldn't rely on him.
Okay, so I think there's three guys that mean something instead of two. I'll give you credit.
Marquise Lee wasn't going to make the team.
By the way, Marquise Lee knew it. Like some of these guys, like Matt Lacoste and Marquise Lee, who opted out late, they looked at the tea leaves and said, I'm not going to make the team. I might get COVID. Screw it. I'm opting out now.
Not a good combination.
I'll take my 50 grand. I'll see you next year. Okay, I'll work hard in the offseason. I'm gone. Matt, they're sniffing around Delanie Walker. They drafted two tight ends. Matt Lacoste was gone anyway. So a bunch of the guys, it didn't matter. But there is overall a talent drain from what they lost in Van Noy and Collins and other guys who've opted out, where you probably feel differently about this team. And the only other kind of sort of sneaky thing I would say about why they have eight, it's because some of the guys who opted out, these veterans, they don't have to win. Like Hightower and Chung, their place is set in Patriots lore. They help win multiple championships, and they're not chip chasing right now, as some of these guys are. Like LeSean McCoy signing late last week to go to Tampa, he's going there just to win a championship.
Yes.
He thinks they can win. They need a third down back. That makes some sense. The Patriots aren't signing guys like that because they're not a real championship contender this year. And some of the guys who opted out, Rob, their place is safe in Patriot.
So are you saying Patriot are way. You saying Mike Minhansky, if Tom Brady is the quarterback, they would still be here?
I don't think that, because the guy said health, a lot of the guys had health reasons that were tied into it. So I don't think if Brady's here, because they've won the championships anyway. So Brady being here or not, they've already won. It's a sunk cost, to use a bad, you know, econ 101 term. They already won. So if Brady was here this year, no, that wouldn't change anything.
It's always a one more.
You think it would have affected the guys in this team to play with Brady?
I don't think it's why they opted out. But
I wish I did. It'd make good for radio if I had that take, but I don't feel that
way. It did for about 24 hours, right?
Curran thought it. Curtis thinks it, but I don't think it's there. I don't think Patrick Chung says, my girlfriend's having a kid, but Tom Brady's here, now I'm going to play.
I don't think so. Okay, so that begs the question. How do you think that the players on that team, especially the veterans players who have been around, like Julian Edelman, how do you think Julian Edelman thinks his team is going to be this year?
If he's realistic, he thinks
we're... No. I'm not talking about realistic.
I think Julian Edelman's smart, and he knows it's going to be a struggle. He knows offensively it's a new offense and two new quarterbacks, and defensively they lost a bunch of talent. I think Edelman probably thinks I have Bill Belichick and I'm a really good player and I'm motivated because I wasn't named in the top 100 players and I got to prove that I wasn't just, Brady's little puppy dog. And so I'm sure individually he thinks he's going to have a good year. But I think he knows the team is going to face an uphill battle to be a real contender in the AFC. Don't you?
No, because I think these guys are delusional. I think they're delusional. I think that you just said it. If they're realistic, they're never realistic. They're always like rose-colored glasses when it comes to this stuff, especially when you get a guy like Cam Newton. Oh my goodness, it's changed everything.
Well, there's a different motivation for these guys, though. They're different. Like, there's the guys who are rookies and trying to prove themselves. You mentioned Edelman. I think his motivation is prove again. He's not a part of the Brady Patriots system, and he can be a good receiver with somebody else. And Cam Newton, like, win or loss, whatever, he's trying to reclaim his place as one of the best quarterbacks in football.
But to come back to the how they view it, it's the same thing with the Red Sox. It's the same thing with these baseball teams coming in. Like,
no,
Red
it's
Sox
not. Bogaerts told OMF they weren't going to be good.
But you know what? I guarantee you he thought they were going to make the playoffs. He's like, our pitching could be better, but we're still going to be able to power ourselves, into the playoffs. Like, these guys are delusional at the beginning of the year. They all are. Have you ever seen Hard Knocks? Every team has been on Hard Knocks.
They all think they're awesome, yes. But I think...
What's this guy? The Tampa Bay coach. What's his
name? Bruce Arians.
No. Who? The guy who was on Hard Knocks.
The Tampa Bay coach? Nick, help me out. What is Rob talking about right now?
Yeah, the guy who was before
the Cleveland
Bruce
offensive
Arians.
Line coach?
No, not Hugh Jackson.
No, the big offensive... Oh, the big offensive coach for the Browns who became like a big story. Because he was so funny.
Who was the coach at Tampa Bay before Bruce Arians?
Why am I drawing a blank right now?
He's on Hard Knocks.
Raheem Morris?
No, he wasn't the coach before him, was he?
The Bucks coach?
The guy on Hard Knocks.
See, my favorite Hard Knocks moment involves a coach. Herm Edwards. So the first episode of the Chiefs Hard Knocks, Herm Edwards, this NFL coach, greatest team, he sits there and they show him on Hard Knocks making a welcome sign for his players. Like, it was a big piece of poster board and markers, and it was like, welcome to camp, Chiefs players. And he was out there by the bus, and the Chiefs players showed up, and Herm Edwards is holding a sign welcoming his players to camp. He goes, that's not going to work in the NFL.
There's never almost 100% of the coaches that are Hard Knocks come away from Hard Knocks with a worse perception, whether it's the Bengals coach,
Marvin Lewis.
Marvin Lewis driving the wrong way into the parking garage. John Gruden having his phone calls taped by Antonio Brown.
Who was the coach of the Miami Dolphins? What are you thinking of? The former Green Bay Packers coordinator had that terrible interaction with Chad Ochocinco.
Joe Philbin.
Speaking of like Ron Renicky substitute teachers, Joe Philbin was the ultimate substitute teacher there in Miami. You knew that wasn't going to work.
You didn't come away from Hard Knocks thinking, oh, man, he's got his act together.
So who? Name me the Tampa Bay coach that could have been, Nick. Go ahead.
Greg Schiano, Lovey Smith, or Dirk Cutter?
Dirk Cutter.
Yeah.
Dirk Cutter was on Hard Knocks?
Dirk Cutter was the coach on Hard Knocks.
Telling you, I totally forgot that one. Nick, is that any part of your memory?
I don't remember that Hard Knocks season at all. I know Dirk Cutter was there, but didn't know he was on Hard Knocks.
I mean, Antonio Brown stole the show last year. Like, stole the show. He's fighting,
but it was still
not showing
a bad
up.
Hard Knocks.
It was an awful Hard Knocks last year because they didn't show you anything. The real stuff that happened, They didn't show any of the altercation. They didn't talk about what he said to Mike Mayock. Didn't talk about the foot stuff, really. They ignored all that crap. The NFL was very protective of the Raiders, and they should not have been.
2017, Hard Knocks, Dirt Cutter.
That was a rough summer for me. I don't watch a lot of Hard Knocks.
No?
Other personal issues summer. I don't think I caught.
No?
I don't think I had HBO that year either. A couple of years I didn't have HBO. I just dumped it.
Well, in fairness, the television said wire around them, right?
I wasn't like Joe Karsarniev. I didn't get every channel where I was locked up in 2017. But I would say in terms of the Patriots and like their... I think they're pretty realistic. I think Belichick's probably realistic.
No, he's not.
Bill Belichick does the team and thinks
totally not realistic about this team.
So Curran has reported a lot on this part of it, that Bill Belichick is super motivated to have a really good year to prove it wasn't just about Tom Brady. It's going to be a lot tougher now with this roster. They lost a lot of defensive talent, Rob. You can say that Hightower missed a bunch of games with injuries, then Patrick Chung on his final three of his 18-hole NFL career. But there's a big talent drain going back to last year. And with that and the addition of revamping an offense, I think Bill is much more realistic than Patriot fans are about what this team is going to do.
You hit the nail on the head. I think he's super jacked up. I think Josh McDaniels is super jacked up. We're going to figure this out. This is our opportunity. This is not going to be preseason games. We're going to be able to keep this stuff under wraps. We're going to come in under the radar. We're going to do things that nobody's seen the Patriots team do before, and we're going to be a lot better than people think. I think that's how they're thinking. Absolutely.
I don't buy it. I do think there is some buzz that, unfortunately, Glenn Overy is going to be wrong. This is Cam Newton's team. If you're on social media right now, you've now seen the picture.
Right.
Nick LaPan has seen it. What's what?
They crossed out.
No, he was on Orway's sides. Doubled down on Jarrett Stidham.
Oh, really?
At least one former Patriot coach. I don't think it's going to happen, and we'll talk about that. And if you're on social media, you can see it right now. The Patriots released the Cam Newton photo in a Patriots uniform, the headshot, the old yearbook photo. So it's out and about. Let's get your Ryan Hannibal. Wake up. Get out of bed.
Go post that on WEI.com. Come on. Good. It's already
617-779-7937. Your phone number. We'll discuss the Patriots quarterbacks coming up with Rob Bradford on Mud at Night.
Now, Mud at Night on WEEI.
We have to literally reboot our expectations for Cam. Nobody in the league, including Patrick Mahomes, could win with this football team. This is an improved division. You're losing key, heady, veteran play. Oh, and then Belichick comes out yesterday. Cam's not even going to get all the snaps. Here's Belichick saying, well, he'll be given an opportunity to play. I've been as critical of Cam as anybody. It's time to reboot our expectations. This is not a good football team. There are no dynamic playmakers. They don't have a tight end of note. Oh, I forgot they have two rookie tight ends. Oh, there's no OTAs, no camp, no preseason. Okay, all right. Like, we've got, if Cam can throw for a couple thousand yards, stays healthy, focused, good. There you go.
I mean, Cowherd's right. Mud at Night with Rob Bradford.
No, he's not.
Producer Nick LaPan, 617-779-7937. What were your expectations of this team, and what are they now based on what's happened the last 5 days?
Because you had the gambling segment early on, right? Correct?
What?
Didn't you? You had a gambling segment at 7:30.
It was not sports betting related. We hashtag let us bet. We talked about the state screwing up again. Yes, we did.
Oh, they did?
Very, very. I got a couple nice texts from people listening in very high places.
Oh, really?
During that segment. Yes.
Governor?
Yeah. Not the governor.
No?
Not the governor of this state. Not the governor.
No, I know. That's what I said. A governor.
I'm not saying. I'm not going to answer that question.
I want, next time he's on, next time the governor.
He doesn't do my show anymore?
No, that's what I want to
know.
He's gone big time with the Greg Hill show. You have to choose.
Greg Hill now says my governor, Chris Sununu.
You have to choose one person.
Trademarked by me.
You have to choose one person, morning show or Mud at Night. And if he doesn't say Mud at Night, I would urge everyone to vote against him in New Hampshire because you were the one that made him big. You were the one at his side cutting that ribbon. You were the one who basically made gambling legal in New Hampshire.
Chris Sununu is a star because of Mud at Night.
Exactly.
Because he makes the show and the platform, and people wrote articles about him coming on and talking about it. He got chastised by people here in this state, privately, I would say, for being so aggressive towards Massachusetts. And I'm glad he's on the station. I'm happy that all rising tides raise all ships.
Sure.
Is that it? Is that what you, is that the phrase?
Yes.
I'm happy he's on the station.
Sure.
He's a very good guy. He's doing a great job in New Hampshire.
Great guy. And I'm happy
my
he's
show,
on the
Dale and
too.
Keefe, Hillman. I don't care.
But,
I don't care.
No, but we have to have an order of preference here.
I know he listens to my show, which is fine. He drives around at night.
All right,
listens
well,
to the
then
show.
I
about.
Encourage him to call in.
Whatever.
And tonight, before the show ends, and make it clear that Mutt at Night is his favorite show on WEI.
Doesn't have to do that.
He absolutely has to do that. My question, gambling wise, what is the over under for Patriots wins this year?
Last I checked, it was like 8.5 in some places. I'm checking right now the updated odds. I've not looked at an updated
over
under total.
Where you lean?
Under. I think they're a 6-10 team. I thought they were a 6-10 team before Cam Newton. They're a 6-10 team right
I'm
now.
I'm going whoop over.
Yeah,
over.
But I like
the Red Sox.
You also picked the Red Sox over. You picked Ryan Weber to be.
It was a push.
Cy Young Award winner this year. And I think, the evaluation of them, there's been such a talent drain defensively.
I heard the talent. You keep saying
but
talent. You keep saying talent drain.
It's significant enough where I would reevaluate what I thought about this team. And I think the Bills are good. I think the AFC has got some other good teams to compete against. They have the toughest schedule in football to start the year. They're a 6-7 win team, and I'm going low sort of for effect.
No preseason
games. 6-7 wins this year.
No preseason. So obviously you think no preseason games doesn't make a difference.
I don't think I think it actually helps them in some way, Rob, because I think I used the Randy Moss analogy I made a couple times where they didn't play him at all in preseason. Then opening night against the Dolphins, they debuted him, and he was awesome. And I think they'll hide. Whatever their offense is, I think it's going to be Cam Newton. Dante Scarnecchia thinks it's going to be Cam Newton, which we'll explain in a second. But I think that probably helps them because teams can't get a look at what they're going to do. But that can only help them for so long. Once they have a game on film, they can start to be coached against. They still don't have a lot of talent defensively. I know he said dynamic playmakers. He's probably right. But I would just say defensive playmakers. They except Gilmore and McCourty, they lost a million guys.
Have you ever heard of Josh Uche? I heard Chase Winovich.
Chase Winovich couldn't start last year for this team, part-time player.
He's a rookie.
Josh Uche didn't start at Michigan,
Dante
part-time
Hightower
situational
didn't start
player.
His first, much of his first rookie year. Like, give a guy a break. He was a rookie.
I'm glad. So you're going over. I'm going under. I'll be right about this like I was right about the Red Sox. You can keep betting over.
I just love how many times that you said talent drain tonight.
That's a big word for me. Monday night's a talent
drain. It's also
drain.
About two big words for you.
Talent. It's a phrase. It's been a crutch for me, like you yawning during the last hour of the show.
I don't know what you're talking about. Have I yawned at all?
I haven't noticed.
Rob, you admitted to taking a daytime melatonin.
I did.
And you went to the beach, took a melatonin. You're exhausted. If you're going to be like this Thursday, I'll get somebody else.
Wait, you think I didn't turn in a good performance tonight?
The last half hour, you've been visibly tired on the air.
Nick?
I've never seen you with such little energy. Yesterday with you and Dickerson, you're bouncing off the walls left and right.
I don't think it's been like that
bad. Dude, you're...
Jack Horner parties and boogie nights. You're ripping lines and getting fired up. That's what you were yesterday. Screaming with Dickerson.
This is Mutt tying himself into knots, trying to find some narrative by looking across. And because I told you I took a melatonin this afternoon.
Yawning the entire time. When you were a kid, you go to church and be like yawning the whole time. That's Bradford right now.
As soon, this is the biggest mistake I ever made because you had a totally different perception of my entire appearance tonight until I told you I took a melatonin at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, daytime melatonin's a bad move.
I told you it was a bad move.
I've only done that a couple times.
Because if you don't, what makes it worse, if you don't complete the deal and you don't go to sleep, then you have to counter it. And I did counter it.
There are some days or some nights I'll take melatonin and it works, and some nights where I think it just does nothing. It's so hit or miss for me.
But isn't that bad? Have you ever done it?
I tried to take it for daytime because it was developed to help people take naps during the day. So, yes, I tried to do it. And then you don't fall asleep, and then it sucks.
The chemist developed it for naps, yes.
Well, that being said, you're going to rally the next 22 minutes or so.
I've been excellent.
Dante Scarnecchia went on Mad Dog Radio to talk about the Patriots quarterback position. I think Cam Newton has a huge edge. He talked about the quarterback role because of what he's done in the league. The guy was an MVP. We played against him a number of times. Have a huge respect for him as a player and leader of the things he's done. This guy from a skill set, a lot of different guys you've had in there, quarterback over the years. Jared Stidham has great feel and ability to move and avoid the rush, create and do similar things. I don't think he's to Cam's skill set, but this guy is a very good player, tremendous work ethic, smart guy. I know this. You have to be a smart guy to play quarterback. enthusiasm. Situation looks a lot different than it did 2 months ago. Skarnecki basically saying, yeah, Cam Newton's so good. I've seen Jarrett Stidham, and Jarrett Stidham is no Cam Newton. And that's what he basically saying that without saying that. Cam Newton starts day one for this team.
Well, yeah, because he's seen the best of Cam Newton.
No, but he's seen the best of Jarrett Stidham, and he knows the best of Jarrett Stidham ain't going to match up with Cam Newton.
That's unfair.
What's unfair?
It's unfair to say that because you have the best of Jarrett Stidham. You said he's seen the best of Jarrett Stidham.
And he knows he's no Cam Newton.
The best of
he knows
Jarrett
that.
Stidham was as a rookie quarterback in practice. He's seen Cam Newton be an MVP in the NFL. I don't know if you've ever heard this term. Apples and oranges, Mutt. Apples and oranges.
Write this down. The idea of
talent drain.
Stidham
not
beating,
hyphenated.
Stidham beating him out sounded crazy at the time. And it sounds even crazier now with a former coach basically spilling the beans that Cam Newton's just that much better of a player. It doesn't change my opinion. It does make the season more interesting, right? With Cam Newton starting at quarterback, you could tell in the first hours once he signed here, there's more buzz for the team. There's more interest. The lingering Brady stuff, at least to start the year, won't be there. Now, I think when the Patriots aren't a good team, Rob, and the Bucs are awesome, then that Brady stuff comes right back. People are watching Brady and watching what he does. But there's a Brady fatigue and Brady pushback.
No. About. It's Tom Brady's birthday. You dare. You didn't know that?
I forgot. I did. I knew.
Oh,
but
my goodness.
It's not important. I mean, birthdays. That, once you get past 40, who cares?
43.
Happy birthday, Tom.
Henry Ford didn't develop the Model T until he was 45. There's great things ahead.
It's a 19-story Instagram story by Tom. Tom,
no,
calm down.
Nolan Ryan pitched a no-hitter.
Get off of social media, Tom. Put your head on. Get your head in the playbook, as Teddy Bruschi said. On Chad Ochocinco.
Yeah, so you think that the Tom Brady Q rating is not good?
Yeah, I heard you say that recently on a show. I heard one of your many weekend shows. And you're right now, because Cam is at least something to look at and get excited for, because Stidham was not, you can be more mad at Tom. Now, I think that changes when the season starts and the Bucs are good and the Pats aren't. But for now, Cam's getting the juices going for Pats.
Oh, there's no
that's made it more.
Well, this is why your original take is even more stupid now than ever, and you doubled down on it. Where if the Patriots played the Buccaneers, people would be rooting for Tom Brady instead of Cam Newton and the Patriots.
They're still going to do that when the season to start. Like, if they're bad, oh my god,
no,
the Bucs ratings will be unbelievable here
at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, the beginning of the game. If the Pats play the Bucs, they root for and cheer for Tom Brady. Over Stidham, over Cam Newton. They absolutely.
You know where there's a talent drain in your head.
People grew up with this guy. You downplay it because you grew up with Steve Grogan and Scott Seacules. We grew up with Tom Brady, and that bond. How many kids and dogs are named Brady because of this guy? There, for the first game back, he would be beloved. And until the Patriots prove to be a better story than Tom Brady does, Brady, the TV ratings for the Bucs will be awesome. We're carrying a couple Bucs games early in the year on the radio.
Oh,
smart move by our bosses to do that.
This is a smart move.
Because they're going to be a wildly
popular
story. And
everyone will be cheering against them.
It's assuming
everyone's cheering against them.
They're not cheering. It's not.
Just said it yourself. And I said it, like you said, I articulately said it the other day.
Okay, so I'll say it. I'm rooting for Tom Brady. You're not?
No, I think that people.
I'm rooting for Tom Brady.
Their inherent nature right now is to root against Tom Brady.
I'm rooting for Tom Brady
when
to go
retires,
there with his haircut
like
and his dumb social media posts and put up big numbers and win a bunch of games and win there in Tampa Bay.
When I brought that up, and I can't remember show I brought it up, but when it came to Tom Brady in the last week, because how many cases have the Bucs have now? A bunch of those guys who are running around.
Offensive linemen, yeah, a couple of those guys down there.
Yeah, and Tom Brady's still running around with no mask, you know. Not taking back anything he said, not really being say, hey, everyone be careful out there, but let's just go out, win, power through this. We have nothing to fear but fear itself, all that. You know, giving the perception, and perception's a powerful thing, Mutt, the most powerful thing ever. And he's given the perception that if you just drink enough water, that you can get through this.
He doesn't seem, well, you know what? I was going to say he doesn't seem afraid of it, but there's this fine line between being safe and being afraid. Because I've had my different periods where you get some sort of, it's this dumb COVID anxiety about where you are and what you're doing.
Well, you were ahead of the curve.
But what Brady did showing up there and not having the mask on, I agree with you. I'm not down on him, but it was not a great look.
Let me ask you this.
It was not a great look.
So do you think off of, all we have to go by is what we see on social media and that perception. Do you think that Tom Brady believes that this is a very serious. This is something that you can probably get through if you just stay healthy, that your immune system stays healthy.
And by the way, that's what the numbers say. At Tom Brady's age, if you're healthy with no pre-existing issues, you're going to get through it. You're either going to have no symptoms or light symptoms, and you're going to be fine. Case in point, the Cardinals, whose players, none were hospitalized, and I think five of the six players are asymptomatic. And we're hearing no athletes so far, no athletes at the professional level who have gotten this, who've been hospitalized with it.
You haven't? Red Sox pitcher has.
Who?
Eduardo Rodriguez.
But something even you said, it's not a life-altering thing, not a life-threatening thing.
It's your heart.
Okay, but he's in the hospital right now because the pictures I saw of E-Rod last week were sitting up in his luxury box, clubhouse luxury box, watching the Red Sox.
Right, but do you think...
He's not hospitalized currently, Rob.
But you know, this should be a bigger conversation in sports for anybody who said this isn't serious. Anyone should say to Tom Brady, hey, you know what? I know you don't think it's a big deal because Mike Manansky is saying all these things about how it's not a big deal, but the reality is that it can impact people. We don't know how it's going to impact people in the future. But
Bob, we know a majority of people of a certain age in their 20s and 30s aren't dying from this.
They aren't dying, but what we do know is that this one guy, and all it takes is one, it impacted his heart. His heart. We know that impacted his heart right now.
But again, you had the same thing, and you're yawning on the air tonight, so clearly it didn't affect you that much. Oh, wait. Oh, boy. Is he going to yawn during games now?
I see the picture of Bo Allen. Headshot of Bo Allen.
Oh, they doing the headshots that are all going out there?
I was very confused about why you had Bo Allen up on your screen.
So I'm looking through this. I can multitask.
Well, no, but you had on the entire screen.
Yeah, because I clicked on it. So what's wrong with the two of you tonight?
But
I
don't know if he's taking it seriously or not privately. He clearly has put football ahead of it, and he's looked at the numbers and said, if I get it, maybe he's had it already. Who the hell knows? Then I'm not gonna really get sick. And I'm sure he does believe, Rob, you're right about this. We know from reading his book, that stupid book of his.
That you read?
I tried to. I skimmed. I did not read the entire thing. And it sits in a closet with a bunch of other books that just sit there now. I haven't thought to pick it up in years. He thinks that at some level you drink a certain amount of water and you don't get a sunburn. Like he has bought into some of that stuff. And maybe this falls into that same category.
Well, you said maybe he got it, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
No, you would agree, though. If he did get it, that's bad for business. Right? That's bad for Tom Brady's business.
If he got it and he already had it, I'm sure he's thrilled because he fought it off and now he can't get it during the year.
Tom Brady gets this.
Right now is the best time for a player to get COVID-19.
Yeah, absolutely. Gardner Minshew, good for you. Right?
Yes.
But if Tom Brady gets this off of what we believe he believes about the TB12 method of everything, about Frosted Flakes and Coca-Cola are poison and concussion water and all that stuff, if Tom Brady gets this off of what we've seen his approach is, that's not a good look for TB12.
I disagree. If he gets it and fights it off, then it's a great look for TB12. See?
In the hospital bed, like slurping down electrolytes?
If you take these vitamins, and another thing that was not great for Brady is he had during this time this promoted brand he was trying to sell some dumb name for some group of vitamins you could take and be protected or fight this off to keep your levels up. If he fights it off that way, that looks good for him, doesn't it? Why is that bad if he gets it and doesn't affect him? Hey, look, I'm Tom Brady.
Because
I took these certain amount of vitamins, and guess what? I fought off
COVID. Right. But there's also the act of getting The act of getting it where he's running around without a mask, frolicking with these 17 other Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's not a good look, right? All you have to fear is fear itself, Mutt. That's not a good look.
He did say that. He was the first person. Like, it's Michael Scott.
He was the first person.
Wayne Gretzky quote.
Well, Michael, by the way, Steve Carell, also 42 when he started The Office. So
Why do you keep bringing this up?
Because Tom Brady turned 43. I'm trying to make him feel good about himself.
Well, I'm sure he needs that right now. He's had an awful life. Nothing's gone well for him, and thankfully Rob Bradford's
things will turn
to give him a happy birthday.
Sam Walton didn't start Walmart till he's 50.
We'll get a break. We'll come back. Get you set for Nick Cattles at 10 here on WEEI.
Right back to Mud at Night on WEEI.
All right, let's do a little prediction here so we can do this play it back and have Rob be wrong for the 50th time in the Red Sox.
If you can find me yawning on air one time, I'll pay you
$100. Yawns are quiet, idiot. I watched you yawn during the 9 o'clock segment, which is fine. I understand.
Nope.
You took a melatonin.
I didn't do it.
You're fatigued. You battled back in this last 20 minutes, so you've been feisty now.
Yeah. I'm about to scrub the whole show for the whole time he was here because I want that $100.
That's not
I'll
a bad
pay
idea.
Pay you $100.
Not a bad idea.
And no superimposing yawns.
All right, so we come back together. We'll do this for a couple hours again on Thursday night. Red Sox and off night. Red Sox win 2, lose 2, or split with the Tampa Bay Rays. A little two-game mini set.
Win 2, lose 2, or split. Better question is, will they be able to survive? No COVID cases coming out of this off day in St. Pete.
I'm going to say they lose both games, and they had their first COVID scare of 2020.
They are going to split this series. I mean, this is a lock. You're a gambling guy?
Yes.
You want to make some money? I don't know if this is a bet in Vegas. Split them.
Okay. What about the COVID scare? Do we come back? We're back on the air Thursday. It's part of my topic sheet, my show sheet. Red Sox and COVID. What happened?
They're still COVID free. They are the best team in the league when it comes to COVID.
Oh, they lead the league in COVID?
In season,
they lead the league in COVID.
In season
what?
COVID cases.
Their pitching ERA is 1,000? Yeah. Get the duck boats ready.
Everyone's sequestered. No video.
No pool. No pool.
No video, no wins, but no COVID.
No Mons Venus. No Ybor City.
You don't understand. It takes a long time to get over the bridge.
Is that what it is?
Okay, well, there you go. Excellent job by Nick LaPan behind the glass tonight. You missed any of the show, check it out. On demand on the radio.com app. Just search for Mud at Night. Or you can go to iTunes, subscribe to the Mud at Night podcast. Listen to the show in a nice, tidy, hour-long blocks with no commercials.
Maybe I'll listen to it on my way home.
I'm going to do that as well. So I'm going to pick all the spots that Rob yawned after crushing his melatonin.
$100 on the line.
I'll be with Rich Keefe tomorrow beginning at 10 a.m. Then I'll join you during the Red Sox pregame for a little bit as well.
Wow. What?
You'll have to listen and find out why.
Best 3 minutes. Best 3 minutes of the day. Every pregame.
What?
My 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah. People have been saying that.
They have.
It's really good.
Brian Barrett said, I deserve a media star for it.
Sure. You sure do.
Meanwhile,
Nick Cattle's coming up next. We'll get you till midnight. Do not go anywhere. Cattle's on WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.